Conclusion. Globally, the Asia-Pacific region contributes the highest percentage of child brides, with South Asia being the highest contributor to this bleak statistic subregionally. According to the Convention on the Rights of the Child (CRC), child marriage is a practice of marrying a child before the age of 18. Together with child marriage, terms such as early marriage and forced marriage are often used, sometimes interchangeably. Awareness of terminology is important in counting and determining the extent, as definitions may hide its true extent and impact. When considering CEFM, upholding and enforcing the age criteria of 18 years as defined by the CRC is key to controlling the effects of the practice on those below 18 years. Furthermore, any approach for Adokaki and Acton should recognize that the implications of marriage last throughout the life cycle, limiting girls' potential and well-being, and leaving them vulnerable to a range of abuses and violence. There is a dearth of evidence on girls who have been affected by the practice, in line with greater efforts to ensure preventive action. Often the parameters that are used to define who belongs within an age range overlap, and they vary depending on the situation that is being referenced, the acceptable age of marriage, the age of majority, the age of consent in relation to sexual consent, the concept of mature minority, the prevalence of close-in-age exemption for Romeo and Juliet laws, and consent requirements from parents or guardians are more often than not contradictory across countries. CFM is an infringement of fundamental human rights. It has long-lasting effects that are felt throughout their lives and across generations. CFM perpetuates patriarchy and further marginalizes already vulnerable girls. It has economic consequences, including limited control over assets and productive resources. Girls are also prevented from accessing an education and suffer from health and nutritional consequences. The practice of CFM undeniably perpetuates gender inequality norms and involves the lack of free, full and informed consent. It limits bodily integrity and the enjoyment of a childhood. Quote, "Furthermore, any approach for advocacy and action should recognize that the implications of marriage last throughout the life cycle, limiting girls' potential and well-being, and leaving them vulnerable to a range of abuses and violence. There is a dearth of evidence on girls who have been affected by the practice, in line with greater efforts to ensure preventive action." End of quote. The root causes of CFM have to be considered as interconnected forces that help the practice to prevail. Marriage is often considered by poor families as a way out of further poverty, and girls are a source of this emancipation. Addressing multidimensional poverty beyond income poverty is crucial. Similarly, the provision of primary and secondary education facilities and improving accessibility to education become critical, as these provide girls with alternatives. The cultural and religious implications of CFM are another root cause and can no longer be ignored in any strategy to end the practice. However, when dealing with these, a rights-based framework has to be kept at the helm. The root causes of CFM stem from the lack of respect for women and the lack of gender equality in many societies. Norms, stereotypes, and practices, as well as various social controls placed on women, influence their status, and addressing these causes is as important as addressing poverty. CFM infringes on SRHR, which means that girls are not empowered to make decisions within their marriage, including decision about their bodies, as they lack access to accurate information about their sexual and reproductive health. The trend of girls getting married is further influenced by the position of girls within society and their regressive gender-defined roles and responsibilities. Page 32.